Hi, it's your girl Estra Almond again, and welcome to the Estra Almond podcast. And right here, we have the one and only Mr. Pakam on the platform. Yeah. So, Mr. Pakam, the last time we were talking about the rebirth and how you lost the weight. You said you were weighing 134 kg.
Kg.
And you were able to lose it. So what is your current weight now?
Currently, I weigh like 86.
I'm weighing 87.
Yeah,
I'm weighing 87, which is so high.
Yeah, sometimes when I just I let myself go up a little to like 90, then sometimes I work harder and bring it back down to 85. You know, you need to understand your body mass.
Okay.
Yeah, because you have a bone. Your skeleton,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has weight on its own and it has different sizes with different people. So, depending on how big your frame is, you should be able to reduce or add to it. Like, if you have a big frame and you want to go tiny, then I think you're reducing too much body mass, which will be dangerous to your health again. Yeah, so there's always a balance to everything, I mean, in life generally.
Yeah. So, right here, we just want to jump on it. Sorry, I know you guys already know him again, no need for introduction. So, before we jump right on it, I wanted to ask you something, like, what was the first thing you did after you lost all those weight? Like, what happened? What was the benefit like? How did you, how was the feeling like?
Yeah, you feel brand new. Like, that is where the rebirth comes into action. There's a reincarnation. You just feel like this is totally new you, because you get complimented, you look different, you feel different, you feel happy, and you know, you just get a confidence, the confidence that was never there when you were overweight. You know, there's this feeling where you always have to drag your shirt down, you always find yourself adjusting your body and all of that. Yeah, that is a lack of confidence. That's sign of lack of confidence. So when you do that all the time, it means your confidence level is very low. Like, I don't find myself doing that anymore. Okay. Yeah, because sometimes you want to tuck your tummy in, try to fit in some nice clothes, and you know, I mean, like, you just feel brand new and your confidence level raised from 0 to 5,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, did you feel like you, because of you lost all those weight, now you feel like you are now the prize. People have to work hard to be close to you. Women especially. Because right now everybody's saying that they are the prize. Do you feel like you are the prize now? Because right now, I feel like you are like one of the hottest people in Accra right now. You're saying that all the girls in Accra belongs to you. So, listeners, if you have a girl, if you have a woman in your life, please hold her, because
yeah, because all the girls belong to me. Yeah, they belong to me in the sense that, I mean, what does a woman want? Even though you are rich and successful, every woman wants a man who got good appearance and, you know, good physique and, you know, high confidence level. So yeah, without your confidence and you, if you are timid and you are rich, then there's no balance. Yeah, so I know my confidence level is high. I am financially okay.
You have some money.
Yeah, I have some money in my pocket. Yeah, even though I don't have some in the bank, but it's in my pocket. I know who to borrow from, even if I
have people
to borrow from. Then yeah, and I'm a sweet talker and I'm a fine guy, especially now that I've lost all those extra baggages of my body. I mean, like, I can't even remember the last time I spoke to a woman. I go chasing women. No, I don't chase, I attract.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They come to me. And I just need to just, you know, go through them and tell them to submit their CV and go through their resume and select which one is which.
So do you feel like right now you are the prize?
Yes, I feel like I am the prize, of course, because I know my value. One of the most important things is you should know your worth. When you know your worth and you know the price, you know your price, then you'll be able to place yourself in this I mean, like, you just need to know where you place yourself. I mean, many people don't know their value. And especially these days, a lot of men lack confidence, and they always, like, some time ago, I saw a guy who was, he said he likes a lady, but he's shy to make the lady know he's got something for her. And I was like, that was last year, 2023. And I was like, in 2023, a man is still shy to say, hello, I like you.
I want to shop you.
I want to shop you, or would you like to shop me? Like, that is very strange, because the confidence level is very low. If you know what you're bringing to the table as a man, I mean, you should know that you are the prize, and and set that standard very high. Don't come down for anybody to you. People need to come up to your standard to meet you up there. So I am the prize. My standard is very high, and I'm not going to lower it for anybody. You need to come up to meet me there.
I want to ask you, what does it mean to be the prize? What is the prize? The prize, like, what is the prize?
What is the meaning of prize to you?
I feel like prize is something like you get at the end of something. Like something that is being awarded to you.
Yeah, prize. So, if you are asking now, what do I mean to be the prize?
Yeah.
It's because I am a high level maintenance individual. I know the work I put into my brand to be me, to be this me. I know the amount of work I need to put in to be this me on daily basis. And I wouldn't let anybody
settle for.
Yeah, I wouldn't settle for less or make anybody make me feel like trash.
You ain't shit.
Yeah. I am shit. I am the shit. Or if I ain't shit, then I'm the toilet. If I ain't the shit, I'm the toilet. Wow. Yeah, shit goes into toilets. Yeah, so I know my value. Listen, these days, a lot of men are... Pardon my voice. I've been talking all day, so that's why. I'm not usually like this.
Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes I think this is even sounding sexy and romantic.
Yeah, it has this rap, so like,
yes, a baritone voice. Women like voices like this.
Yeah.
Especially on the phone. So when you know your what, it comes back to what again. When you know who you are and what you bring to the table, I mean, you become the prize.
Talking about tables, why do men ask women, what do you bring to the table? I feel like women bring so much to the table. You imagine carrying babies for 9 months and someone is asking you, what do you bring to the table? Is it that you people want to know what we bring to the table, making sure that we're not bringing more than you people? There's more to the table that we don't know.
Yeah, but it is not all relationship that babies are involved.
Okay.
Yeah, now, talking about table and what women bring to the table.
Okay.
It was only baby you talked about.
No.
Yeah, you said carrying baby. No.
You didn't ask me.
No, I didn't ask you. You said women carry baby.
There's more ETC.
Yeah, etc. But not all relationship involves baby.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you bring to the table? It's a normal question which everybody needs to know what they are bringing on to the table.
Okay.
I mean, it's another way to say, okay, we want to get involved in this.
Okay.
Yes. What will be your contribution? And what will be my contribution? If we're going to be together, living together, there's supposed to be a contribution from each side. Yeah, nobody be anybody's scapegoat. Nobody be anybody sacrificial lamb.
So are you saying that as women, we ought to provide also in relationship?
I think you are supposed to do well for yourself. What turns me on right now is a woman who have her shit together.
Yeah, I don't want to work.
You don't want to work. That's fine, but I feel like as a woman, if you are not working and you have to depend on the man for the rest of your life, what if something happens to that man? That is inevitable to say, right? Yeah, it can happen anytime. What if it happens to your man? To the pillar, to your table, to the leg of your table.
Mm.
What do you go do? Then you look for another man again and you go. Like when I visited South Africa, they told me a story of one woman who is always, they showed me the grave actually, and they told me how she died in the prison. It happened in Pretoria. She was only attracted to plumbers as at that time. And plumbers were making good money. But the first plumber she dated and got married to, he died.
Mm.
Then she was compensated, or she rather inherited the property of that man. And a year later, she went to another plumber and she got married again. And then he died afterwards. She also took the properties of this plumber and the third one. But the third one got married to her with a son from the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, so she had a son for the first guy. And then when this last plumber died, the son also died.
Mm.
Yes, and it became alarming. Everybody said, what's going on? They all die after drinking tea. They all die after drinking tea. So they went to assume the body. Assume the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of the first and second plumber. And they did postmortem on it.
Like an autopsy.
Yeah. So now, they got the same result for both. Mm. For the three plumbers and the son. And they realized that she has been poisoning these guys just to inherit the property. So now she has to kill the son as well, because there's a competition now. The son will come and drag properties with her this time because the boy is of age. So she has to kill her son. Why I'm talking about this is, talking about you not wanting to work and you always want to depend on your man.
Yeah. Men are providers.
Men are providers, and we provide security for our women. We provide finances too. I don't have a problem gifting my woman with a car. I don't have a problem gifting my woman a house or all the fine things in life. But I will also be happy if she has something to generate funds for her as well.
Yeah, you want her to be independent on her own.
Yeah, but sometimes women can become successful, and then there is this thing that comes with money. There is this bad spirit that comes with money. They call it rudeness. rudeness comes with money sometimes. You see, some people can be humble when they are poor. But as soon as
never
they get
a poor, humble man.
As soon as they get some heat, they become rude and aggressive. Yeah. Women are this way too. Sometimes before you bring a woman into your house, you see her, she's godly, she's a Christian type, very quiet, prayerful. But once you marry her, so someone said, when you have a girl you are dating before marriage, she's a different person.
Yeah.
When you marry her, she becomes another different person. And after the marriage too, she becomes a different person. Yeah. So if you are a God-fearing woman, you are a hard-working woman, you have your own stuff together, you are independent, what you just need is love. You just need a man.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that is very fine. But these days, there's this mentality of women thinking that, oh, man is a provider, then he has to work for me, that especially in Africa. That is why the death rate of men in Africa is alarming. It's too much.
But
a man have to work and work and work and work and work and work till they die. But sometimes too, it's not the man's fault. It's not the women's fault.
Yeah.
So men are very jealous and they like to protect their woman in a way they don't want her going out. Yeah, very possessive. When the woman is going out, like going for work. Where you dey go? No. My woman don't go work. Some people say, I can't let my girlfriend go to the gym.
I think I had an issue like that too when I was going to the gym and I was with this person. And it got so big, he told me the gym was too expensive. But right now that we are no longer together, then I realized that he just hated me going to the gym and me meeting those Okolomos guys at the gym that would, you know.
the person wasn't fit enough.
The person was so fit. The person was very fit.
And then it felt that way too.
The person was very fit. And I was going to the gym. And he said, I shouldn't be going to the gym. Like, I shouldn't be going. Well, you look good. Why don't you want me to look good? You want me to be fat and loose shape? I don't know. Some men too, they don't want you to look good. So people would not look at you.
Yeah, men and women is the same.
And another thing too, I want to ask you. Do you think that when men become successful, their taste in women changes? Because people be like, oh, the reason your boyfriend is with you is because he doesn't have money. When he has money, those women with the big ass are the people he's going to chase. Do you think that you are in those categories?
Me myself?
Yeah.
No, I'm not in such category because generally, everybody like good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes we admire Lamborghini and it's very expensive. It doesn't mean if I get the money for a Lamborghini, I want to get it. But I admire when it passes, I say, wow, that's a nice car. Yeah, but if you give me the money for Lamborghini, I wouldn't want to go get the Lamborghini. I will get some smaller cars. What I'm trying to say in essence is a lot of men are attracted to Nyash, big ass, some are boobs, some are beauty of the woman,
some are skinny,
some like big women, some like skinny, everyone have their preferences. But if you have a woman that truly understands you, she's worth more than the millions of them outside. So if you go through hard time with one who understands, who listens, who supports you, then I don't think when the money comes, then there's any point wanting to go get. Because these ones who come because of the money, they came because of the money. And when the money goes, then they will go. But the one who has been there when you don't even have it, why don't you pimp her like a butterfly and make her...
Like a butterfly.
Yeah, and make her look fly.
Yeah. And I just want to say, sometimes to us women, the entitlement. We feel like men needs to provide. There's a lot of entitlement when it comes to men providing from my gender. I don't know why. Me, I like to be very independent. I think that is why I went to learn a skill at a very, I learned a skill because I don't know the position I'm going to find myself tomorrow. When that person I'm dating is no longer there.
Exactly.
I want to be able to fall back to
exactly.
something. I want to be able to fall back to something. So my machine right now, I feel like it's one of the most nicest machines I've ever bought.
Assets, yeah.
Yeah, right. Because when it's not working, I can just start sewing hair bonnets tomorrow. And I'll be selling in 2020 today and I'll be getting my profit too as well. So women shouldn't be entitled. And I
want
to ask you another thing.
I think laziness brings about that entitlement too, to be honest. Because these days now, people don't date for love.
Yeah, true.
Sorry, you were coming up with a question. We'll get to it. But people don't date for love. People date for the benefits that comes of that relationship.
What they can get.
Yes. So now, when you want to go into a relationship, there's this guy. The guy have everything. How he makes the money, you don't even know. You don't want to know. You don't want to ask.
What can I do to lock him?
Yes. Now you do kayamata. If it tastes your pussy, it will not forget again. That's what is trending online these days.
Do you feel like pussy the same?
I never see Toto way bitter. I never see pussy way bitter since I was born. I don't see pussy way bitter before. But also, we have a saying that says, dirty water, they quench fire.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah, when the water is dirty, it quenches the fire. That means even the kind of lowest class girl self sometimes, man will just run it around, will just chop him to
they
just
have
say
he
chop. Yes, but you know, all pussies are not the same.
Okay.
Yes, but sometimes some girls they just say good they inside their own. But no pussy they get good, and pussy cannot keep a man too.
Wow.
Yes, but sometimes some men too, because of some pussy too, they are locked forever. They say, even if this girl not they behave well, I just like the way she they give me. I just like that day. I just like, you know. Now, individual differences. Men are different.
But do you feel like pussy can keep you?
Pussy can't keep me. If you get nice pussy and you don't respect and you know they listen, you're not going to forgive me. You're not going to forgive me. Sorry.
So you're someone who value respect.
I value peace of mind. And I think every man needs that peace.
Are you peaceful?
I'm peaceful until you want problem and you have a problem with me. Then I say no problem. But I'm a very peaceful and lovely person. But I mean, everybody have the other side of them.
Yeah, everybody has their low point. Nobody is
a even a mumu dog.
Even Jesus Christ, he got angry too.
Jesus, not this. Not be Jesus said, come out for here. This is my father's house. He pushed everybody, he come out. Yeah. He scattered their things. Did he pay for the damages? He not pay to today. He not pay for those things where he scattered for the temple. This is my father's house. It's not a place of business. Get out of here. He scattered their things, all their capitals. Yeah. So, I mean, everybody, see, I'm very kind, I'm very lovely. Even my horoscope could tell you that. I'm Gemini.
He's a Gemini.
Yeah, but some people take advantage of these facts.
Yeah.
Because it's very forgiving, then you want to step on my taste, mash my toe, expect me not to kick you.
It's like going to the lion's den.
We call it reflex.
Yeah.
If you do me, I'll just do you back some more just to just tell you, say, I received the message you sent. I'll send and give you back. Like that. So, I mean, I know they shop shit. I know they like shop shit. I know they like to come. But I'll be a very peaceful person. And pussy no go fit keep me.
So pussy is not enough to keep him. It takes more than just pussy. He believes in peace.
Yes.
He believes in
if peace. Your pussy is sweet where and you they give me wahala, then it no go balance.
So do you feel like the women back in the day right now and the women you're seeing now, what is the difference?
The difference now is technology.
Even that technology has done more damage than good.
I think there's a balance.
Okay.
Every information we get from the internet, it feeds you. You consume it, and some of them consume you. Yeah. So that's how you receive informations from the internet. So now you can see an information that says, do this and do this and do this, your relationship will be great. If a man is not doing this for you, do this and do this, you can make any man bow to his knees for you. Yeah. So which one you will take? Relationship to be great or for a man to bow and go down on his knees for you?
Relationship to be great.
But these days, many girls will take the one for the man to the knee for her. That's why that trend of that Kayamata thing where they say he go do this, he go do that.
I don't think that Kayamata thing works. I just feel like it's just
you don't feel it work now because you know they go they enter the pussy too. If they hold some men, testimony is a day for those people.
Like they use Kayamata and hurt someone.
You don't know these days ladies use a sham perfume that attracts men. It got the name like Eat Me Up. He get
follow
the name
me like
Fenora, something. Yeah. Like when you just perceive him, then you just start to like the girl.
Would that if any, work on you?
It go work on me, but because of my discipline, when he did very high, I will feel overcome. Like, if you are listening to me, if you go to strip clubs, me, I didn't go strip clubs. I be guy man. I go, I chill, I party. I'm a party animal. If you go to strip clubs, these girls have a certain perfume they wear on. And once they come close to you to give you a lap dance, you just become so glued to them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Before you know, they say, let's go to VVIP. Your lap dance, which you did for like 50 cities, just where everyone is seated, VVIP is 150 cities.
Mm.
And once they whisper to you, let's go to VIP, then you just be like,
let's go.
They thought they control you.
Will I touch breasts?
For VIP, you touch breasts. Okay. Then from VVIP now, you can even take one shot or two shots inside there again, which is like 400 to 600.
Whoa.
Depending on how they are. They say Toto not get price. They not get price tag. They go just put any price there if you negotiate.
There's no specific.
If your bargain power is good, then that's it. So they use that perfume. And I know what it smells like. Yes. I know what it smells like. So that perfume, it's on Snapchat. It's on, they do advertisement.
Ahead of video.
If you perceive that perfume as a man, my brother, you no go just understand what it happen again. So if your discipline is very low, before you know, you don't enter room.
My listeners are mostly men. How do you think men needs to have discipline? Because a lot of men, they don't have discipline, they don't have discipline. I know of men that when you just call them now and you show them breasts, they will fall. Like they don't have discipline. And the most nicest trait in a man, I feel like, is self-discipline. A man that has self-discipline of what goes into his mouth, what he sees, what he does, who he meets, that man would never face any downfall.
For me, I have a very high level of discipline, and I cannot say I'm perfect as well. We all have our shortcomings, but Yeah, but no matter who you are, if you don't have discipline, you are nobody. Discipline is a way you do things, and there should be a punishment that comes with it if you don't obey or you don't act accordingly. So I have a very high level of discipline, and I didn't just wake up and become that disciplined. Like me saying I wouldn't eat meat, or I've not had meat since 2019, is because my level of self-discipline is high. I live in a house where they make different type of meals with red meat, chicken and all of that. But I say, no, if I eat meat, I'm breaking my words.
Check about when you went to Kenya.
Yeah, so when I was doing that in my house, I thought maybe because this is my own space.
The family and
girl. Yeah, so I traveled to Kenya. There's a big restaurant called Carnival. The Carnival, they grill all type of exotic meat like crocodile, ox.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you donkey. Can even have, yeah, you can have donkeys there. Like all meat, hair, rabbit, different kind of meat. And they keep bringing the meat with in salts. They have the meat in salt. That's how they grill them. So the chefs goes around and they'll say, this is crocodile meat, then they will cut for your plates. Yeah, and there's a flag on your table. When you are tired, you put your flag up. I don't want any more. It's a buffet. Yeah, so I was seated there with 19 people. I was the 20th person on the table, a big table. So everyone was eating meat and all that. My diet that day was, I asked, do you have something? Do you have any meal that is herbivore? Since the name of this place is Carnivore. Carnivore, you know what it means already.
Yeah.
So herbivore is for herbs. Yeah. So now, they say, yeah, they have vegetables and, you know, broccolis, carrots and all of that with rice. That was what they brought for me. And I was eating and I was watching everybody enjoying their meal, their meat. And then we finished at the same time. And I was like, is everyone done here? They say, yeah, why are you asking? I said, because I survived. I didn't eat meat. And I'm still sitting here with you guys. And I didn't die. Yeah, so that was the day I tested that discipline of, like, it was so tempting, but I didn't want it. Was, no. But at this point, the smell of meat irritates me now. When I go into places like KFC, I want to throw up. The smell of the chicken, the fowl and those things, it upsets me. And I go get those stuff for my kids, and that I don't really stand it. That's how I feel now. But you know, because I don't eat it, I won't judge the people who do. Yeah, so when we go and buy food, when we eat outside, because I make my meal every day, I'm disciplined to the point that I cook my meal every day. I don't like microwave food, so I make fresh meal every day. Every day, no matter where I'm at. So if we go buy food, sometimes we go to a restaurant, and I'm not going to judge you for wanting to eat your chicken and rice, because that's what you know how to eat best.
Thank you very much.
That's what you think it is, the best to go food.
Thank you.
But me, I always need to ask for the healthier substitute for that. What else do you have? Do you have this? Do you have that? Sometimes I end up eating just the rice, even with that chicken.
Like just the side. Give me a side.
Just rice. Yeah.
Give me a side of rice.
I've done it. I went to one party one day and I told her to give me rice, and she was adding like 2 chickens for me. I said, no. Just the rice and salad. That's okay. Then she was like, no meat. I said, no, thank you. I said, people have been coming here taking like 4 meats, 6 meats. And I said, no, me, I don't want meat. Why? Oh, it's chicken. I said, no, I don't eat it. You know, it's strange. people look at you one kind.
Like especially somebody from Africa.
Yeah, hey. we meet. But you, if you know me in the past, it's not like I can just buy. I can go to a ranch and point two pork too big and let them kill them, dress them for me. I'll just put them in my fridge and start eating meat, pork. I do parties those times, and when people come, they'll be like, I don't want meat.
There was this birthday party, we did a full
party. I don't want meat. I've used cow, ram, pig, whatever, goats, countless, just name it. I was a heavy meat eater. But this is gonna tell people I don't eat it anymore. So men lack discipline, back to the question. We especially these days, when it comes to women and men, a lot of us cannot control ourselves. One time I traveled, I was in this country, and a girl wanted to ask me for assistance. She wanted to stay in my room so that she could spend the night, because it was late and there was curfew at that time. So yeah, she didn't want to go. So yeah, I think it was in Rwanda or so. Yeah, because during the COVID time, there was curfew which was set by the government. So if you stay outside that late, they'll catch you and put you in the stadium and you'll be playing drunk till morning. Yeah, that was a punishment.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. So she wanted to stay in my apartment, and I said, okay, that's fine. I can help you. So I took the valuables off my room, took it to my brother's room, and then she was there. At about 12 midnight, she went to the shower, she washed herself, and she came back with the towel. Yeah, very tantalizing, she was looking nice, you know, but because I only wanted to help her, and I decided not to do more than that. So I had my jean on, and she came to sit by the bed, we were talking, and she started touching me, and I was like, no.
We don't do that over here.
This is not why you are here. Yeah, you should have made your point clear from the beginning. Yeah, but since you are here,
you feed the guy.
Yeah, if you defeat me, tell me you go do, abi you no go do. So not come here now, cause say make I help you with space to sleep. Then you the one like she tried. I was disciplined enough to say no to all of that. Even though, yeah, you the erection will come. It's not like you are dead or you have a weak erection or your libido is low and you don't have this sex drive. It did, but you just keep saying no. You don't want to. And then it was daytime. And she was angry and she made a comment. She said, oh, you think I don't know you are gay?
Then, whoa, that was low.
I mean, if you look good, you dress nice, you are clean, then people start to say you be gay.
It's true.
Yeah. Because any man, when he maintain himself,
taking care of his skin,
that they perceive him to be gay, people, they get that conception. Because, like, men these days, we forget to take care of ourselves. We don't give ourselves time. And then, like somebody said also, a man supposed they smell. Man not supposed they use perfume.
Like even shaving their armpit.
Yeah.
I heard something. Like, shaving your armpit is gay.
Yeah. Like, who tell you that?
That's what I heard.
So as a man now, you no go fit supposed to care for yourself, but you dey care for people. You dey provide for people, but men dey feel guilty to take care of themselves. I have a friend who, whenever he gifts himself something, he dey feel like make the world end. Like he not supposed to. But he dey take care of people for institutions. But he dey feel very bad anytime he do something for himself. But me, I'll be opposite of that. I dey channel all the energy to myself right now. Yes.
I dey gift myself.
I go just, you know. So, we dey talk about confidence, right?
No, not confidence, sorry.
We dey talk about discipline.
Discipline.
So many men lack that discipline where they say, any woman they could just see, they won't run enter as kids.
What do you think men can do to stop doing those stuff? Because every little thing is
No, I think that one a personal thing. You need to work on yourself personally.
You don't have any advice.
The advice we I will give is say, you're supposed to rebrand yourself and know say, everybody know what that your middle leg.
Yeah, you can't bring it.
Yes, that your middle leg now is supposed to be treated with some kind of respect.
Yeah.
Not be every. I saw one guy too one time and he come from club. I said, hey, Mr. Quagga, how now you be that? Hey, I just go shop on Chris just now. I swear, I don't know say that Chris. I'm telling you, on his Peter's Road.
Yeah.
What's it happen? He said he get the dance with him. Oh, the day for club, he get the dance. He don't know say the get that Chris. I said, but when you shop, I finish, you call no. He said, Nana, he knows say that Chris. What do you call that kind of one? Yeah, he lacked discipline. So sometimes, you just want to be in a club and listen to music, get a good vibe, you know, just, go off your busy schedule and, you know, just refresh sometimes. But not be every time when you go club, you expect to want meet. Go shop somebody or go hang out with somebody. Guess who they go call? You know, our way of life did different here for Africa.
Okay.
In England, somebody can lost someone who's close to them and he could just say, I make you just go. So that you listen to music, dance, and just, you know, forget about what they happen. But our own, every woman way they for club now, let it be a book. Ashawo. And every man when he say he go club too. Now wait till he won't just go shop, then make the fine go there.
I want to ask you this thing, since we are talking about the shopping this thing, do you feel like a woman's body count matters?
A woman body count?
Yeah. The number of people she acts.
Yeah, I understand that nobody can't, but if it matters. To me, if I didn't want to have a relationship,
do you ask
a bad body count? No, I don't. I don't, but...
Because some people ask.
Yeah, some people ask. But what if the person... are you going to know, say, not true, the person they tell you?
Some women, they say true.
Some women don't lose count. I remember when we did talk about one girl one time, say, the amount of dick we don't enter go fit full body tank. So how you go fit take out that one body count?
Burial.
Oh. So if there's a man that they put the dick inside body tank, it go full and remain. So now a woman tell you say, what is your body count? And you just say, four.
Oh, mine renew every year. Like when we yell Happy New Year,
yeah, and so start our play. Yeah. That one, a yearly one, yearly body count. So from January to December, how many in the count? If it is 20.
It's a lot. 20. No, I like to be in relationship. I like being in a relationship. So
that body count, to me, it doesn't matter because nobody me creates the person. And every saint have a past. Every sinner have a... Every sinner has a past.
And every sinner has a story.
Every sinner has a story. That's what they talk about. So, the one way I not create, I mean, these days, evil hard to even see virgin self.
No, it's
very hard. Very hard. And these days, some people say they not even still want virgin too.
Yeah, a lot of men, they say they don't want virgin.
Because the virgin, The version now be like road where they construct where you call block for front. So now they will come hold you for a walk, say you need to get married first before we'll do it and all that. And a lot of men they run from that commitment. But if it's open like express road, that one you just want to try. So
you know me, I know you.
How can you want to eat a food? How you want to buy food that you don't test? That make you for first.
They say somebody will say that like who you know, you don't need to raise a lamp to see their face at night.
Some of them say tricky with the virgin talk thing, and at the end of the day, some after marriage will realize it. They not be the virgin self. So, one guy married virgin, before the marriage, he's in a virgin. The night of marriage, he say he just put everywhere, just open wall up. So what do you go do?
But it's not every woman that has the hymen. A lot of women, it's not there.
Okay, now you want to judge for that woman. But the woman have a story behind it. She said she was doing sports. She didn't know that she don't broke it. But you say you be virgin. That's why I marry you. That matter, they see the judge for court today. So.
Meaning that fraud. She should be sued. She should be sued.
So that's it. So men, I advise men to really work on their discipline. Yeah, you should be able to say no. Not be every opportunity and I be the golden one. Some of them are temptation. Like me, like this now, you cannot use woman to catch me. You know if you use woman to set me up, you go hard.
Yes,
if I see the way she the urge, I know they like that one. I'll say, take it easy, calm down. Baby, calm down.
Let's discuss business.
Relax more, you understand? So as a man, you need to be disciplined. We are warriors.
I remember somebody saw some prostitute along the road. And then he told the prostitute, I will pay you. How much are you taking in an hour? Like, prostitute said, 500. He said, I'll pay you if you can write my essay for me. For school.
Prostitution too for England, no be something where they let out.
You like, say it's the oldest business.
Yeah, of course. Prostitution have been there since the time of the Jesus Christ for Bible and all that. But you not gonna see prostitute they stand for.
But right now, I'm really sure. When I was growing up, I don't even used to see prostitutes. Like you have to, like they have to tell you that this place is a brothel. But right now, it's like on the outside.
Yeah, stuff like that you cannot see in England.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you go only if you find them online.
Ah.
Then you will book the
like
hour.
Not Tinder.
Telegram, they get now big business. So you get the pimp. Go they distribute the guests. Then you go chat. £30, 30 minutes, now £50. 1 hour now £100. To sleep in your place overnight is £300. That one you kiss, touch breast, do everything like that. So it's expensive for that side. And I say expensive like that, and I mean many women for there, many men, they can't get the artificial pussy where they didn't masturbate. Women get dido where they didn't satisfy.
So that's a lot.
And yeah, that's
£300 for pussy.
Yeah, overnight. Calculator can't decide. Then you go say, oh, you know
what? That's like what? Yeah. Without buy land.
A pound is 5.5. 300 pound is 4,650 Ghana cedis.
Maybe it's like the thing might not be sweet too.
I don't know. I told you sweet again.
I don't know. You said you've not eaten anyone that was bitter before.
Yeah, you know they're bitter.
You said you've not eaten anyone that was bitter. So
you know, girl, I never see pussy way bitter since I was born.
Yeah.
Pussy not the bitter. It must sweet. It must make you blow cutter. Hook sure. for the end. You understand? It's like that.
Information there. I don't even know what to say again, but I just want to say thank you very much for coming on the Extra Almond podcast. It's been a pleasure to have you here once again.
Thank you.
Thank you too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Any word of advice for young men out there?
Yeah. I would advise, like I said, you should know your value. You should know your value. Don't let anybody take you for granted. You know the work you put in into your life on a daily basis to be who you are. So you should be treated as your number one fan and your number one priority. I always put myself first, because sometimes I say, what can I do without me?
Wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah. What can I do without me? So everybody too out there should try to inculcate that in their life. Always know your value. Always know when to say no to whatever situation, a relationship, friendship, when to. Always know when to walk out. In short, that's all I have to say. Yeah, so work on your confidence, work on your discipline, work on yourself. Most importantly, because confidence is the best
outfit. And women are plenty.
Women are plenty now. If you are, women are plenty past sand where even they grant safe. So if your confidence is low, you no go feel. Don't let one woman treat you like shit. Don't let any woman treat you bad. Treat you like, see, make your anger. Let woman beg you. Make sure they beg you for everything. May I beg you for your time?
Please, we don't condone toxic.
No, not be toxic. My self-worth. If you know your value, you know what they bring to the table. They're going to beg you.
Well, some of you, your tables are not complete. So the table you are saying that we should come to, so table 3 legs, if 5 the, baby if, mamas.
If the table not complete, may we sit down and Harry Grant. Let's sit on the floor without the table until that table is complete. Yes, because if you say the table is not complete, there's 3 legs, then try to complete it and make it the 4th leg so that I go balance now.
Wow.
Nobody is perfect. Everybody get their flaws and shortcomings. But if understanding the world will be a better place.
True.
But now, nah, they try to the one thing. Okay, for instance, I can talk more, right?
Yeah.
For instance, now, lack of communication not make relationship work. Why am I saying this? One woman, they go buy cream, make she take tight her pussy. And the husband, they go buy cream to take expand the dick.
The priorities.
No communication. So the woman wore tight. The man won't be young. So now you see confusion. So as the woman they use the cream, the man they see they use the cream. As he they tight, the man won't be big. As he they tight, they open up. As he they tight, they open up. So communication not there. So to make a relationship work well, we need communication. But sometimes if that communication don't come at all, then everybody for no say this one. This table does scatter. You're not going to work out. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much, Mr. Parkham. Please follow him on Instagram with the name Mr. Parkham. Am I saying it correctly? At Mr. Parkham. He's a travel blogger. He travels all around Africa and all around the world.
Right, all now. Around the world.
All around the world. Not just Africa as a whole. He vlogs. Follow him on YouTube with the Mr. Parkham. It just says Parkham on YouTube, anywhere, even on TikTok. He's on TikTok right now. Make sure you give him a massive follow. And young men, you've heard what he said. I will always say this thing, that men should go where they are appreciated. Men should go where they are valued.
Not where you are tolerated.
Or where you are tolerated. That is what he says. And men needs love too. Men needs to be loved. Men needs to be pampered. I mean, it's okay. It's okay for a man to be loved.
Yeah.
It's okay for a man to be loved. A lot of men are not loved genuinely. Yeah. But if a man doesn't have money, he's not respected. He's not loved. And it shouldn't be like that. Men should be loved unconditionally too. Not our pets, not our dogs. The men who provide for us should be loved too, equally. So, and he's saying that women also are providers. Like, well, something he told me today, he said, said when you give a woman a wood, you go and make a shirt. So women yes, can provide women provide better than men.
Women suppose even they take care of women. Yeah. Women are supposed to take care of we men. So if I get land, when they say my woman did it, she's supposed to do the planting and all those things, they pray food, they come. Yeah, but not in this way it could be right now where we say the one
is one way to
ploy the soil, ploy the soil until it will come old, die, they will cause the liver. No, men, they suffer with this world now. We have to speak out for men. Justice for men. Justice for men.
Men need flowers too. Men
how
need
can
flowers.
How can men come last? Children, women, animal, men. Children, women, animal, men.
The black man needs to be respected.
Every man needs to be respected. As long as you can piss in a bottle, you should be respected.
But I can pee in a bottle too.
You go piss for your aunt.
It's a lie. I can pee in a bottle.
In a bottle standing?
Of course. I've done it.
You have done it. Okay. The last person that tried to done it, yard full with pee.
Who did it?
Somebody tried to done it. Who did it? When you did your own, were we there? Very good. The last person who tried it, she couldn't do it.
This is one of the best podcasts so far.
Can you piss in this bottle right
now? I can pee on it. How much?
Let me say you be man.
How much?
Be man.
How much? Let me do something.
I beg now, video you go do video.
Let me do something flawless. How
much? I will cut in and say you piss for the bottle.
You sent one of the representatives that was there before to come in what? representative.
You think on just do like this now, please, then clean up. That's it.
No, a representative had to go with us. The former representative.
You go stand, peace.
Former representative has to be there.
You go stand,
peace. You know who the representative I'm talking about? Former House of Rep.
Yes.
Former House of Rep candidate has to be there to watch the fool.
We'll go reach that one. We'll go try. No, you know, see, the things where men they do, women know if you one. But many things, many times, I just have to say, men can. What women can do? What women can do, men can do better.
Women can do better. We can do 10 times better. We women, we are the future. The future is female.
What of the present now?
It's still female.
What of the past?
Female.
And there's no one.
Anyway,
you know, I can only agree with you to make you feel good.
Thank you very much. You know.
Even all the feminists now, all of them, they cry, so they are dying, you know, they need men. You know, I ask one man, I say, can a vibrator breathe in your ears?
Yes.
Vibrator fit breathe for your ears.
What have we done?
Done for what?
Anyways, I'm going off right now from the extra because right now it's as if like they are about to grill me. So let me run. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Extra Almond Podcast again. God bless you. Remember, the Extra Almond Podcast is a place where we share our thoughts. Thank you.